Hi there.
Hello.
Happy Sunday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Tony, Jessica, Jaden, and Lynn, and we're all here to do some mini readings for people, and we're going to have a spirited topic today. And what we're asking today is, what is our pain telling us? So Tony Jorgensen, am I pronouncing that right, Tony? Is it Jorgensen or Jorgensen?
No, it's Jorgensen. You're pronouncing it
Jorgensen.
Perfect.
Okay, a J. You never know. And Jessica, Jessica Marie Tatro, I'm just going to throw that question to both of you and see what you have to say about pain and what it tells us. Mm-hmm. This is physical and emotional pain that we're referring to. Tony, do you want to go ahead and just share your thoughts?
How about if Jessica goes first?
I can go. Absolutely, I can go.
Here you
I'm
go.
I'm still tuning in. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jessica. Sometimes the topic is, you know, it's a difficult topic to talk about, but we all go through it. We all experience pain at one point in our lives than the other. But I think for me, what pain taught me, even though, of course, it's just, it's really shitty to go through when you're going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But through pain, I think, and adversity, it actually teaches us to kind of look inward. For an example, in 2006, I was then diagnosed with fibromyalgia. It's like a body pain, muscle type condition. It's pain. And in 2006, I remember I was probably the most stressed out, overtaxed, you know, just on a physical, mental, spiritual level, sleep deprived like no other. And what I didn't know then that I know now was I was in a state of caregiver burnout. And that's when the physical pain started to manifest on a physical level. And so what I've learned through that process, what my son taught me as well, Jaden, we talk about this. Jaden is my son in the afterlife, in spirit, and we work together. And so what it actually taught me was it was the accumulation of all of that, but it was my inability to be able to step away from it and take care of myself. So in retrospect, my body was just screaming at me, stop, stop. You know, I'm still driving on, you know, 4 flat tires, you know, and still trying to push and move forward. So, and in a lot of ways, we all do that in some way. We put ourselves last. So that was a huge lesson my son had taught me, too, about learning, you know, of course, I've definitely learned to ask for help throughout the process. But just advocating, if that help does not come, you know, if you can't get in-home nursing, if you can't get respite, you just keep advocating and advocating for it. And that sounds kind of, you know, how can you do that if you're so exhausted? And that's just it. You're so exhausted, but what are you going to do? There's no other way. You have to keep moving forward, advocate for yourself, and start caring for your own physical pain, your own well-being at a certain point. So, and that's what I've learned. I mean, I learned to ask for help. I learned how to surrender. But through the pain, it's also taught me a lot about myself. And really how to care for myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think pain can be an indicator for so many things.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
And a catalyst for change, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it brings about what we need. Well, I'll just throw, this is Lynn, I'll just throw a thought or two in there. we were talking about, or earlier, we were talking about bodily pain. As your first sort of line of communication, when your body starts to, especially when you're getting the stress reaction of the first thing that stresses you, causes you to keep producing the hormones, the cortisol and the adrenaline, because you're in that fight or flight mode. And I think we're talking about both physical and emotional pain, because the physical pain can lock you up to the point where you're not in balance anymore, and it just sort of makes itself worse. It's like a hamster wheel that just keeps spinning into more and more pain. And the emotional pain, we can feel that in our body as well, but we feel it in our souls as well. And often people have been trained to sort of dismiss their feelings and, oh, you're just being too sensitive, or, you know, whatever the jargon is about that. I think, and I wrote down, we just, one of the tricks is simply asking for the space we need to handle the pain, hold space for that pain. And I think we have to block out the voices of the perhaps well-meaning others who want to tell you, no, just move on and get over it and all that brouhaha, you know, shut those voices out. And you know what you need to handle the pain. Use the pain as a welcome signal. It's there for a reason. And when you don't listen to it, it gets louder and louder and louder. Like Jessica was saying, she didn't even realize she was driving on four wheels that were flat.
Yeah.
You know, she's on her hubcaps and, you know, it's like, why don't I feel good? So, and I
well,
will say,
I
Jessica,
agree.
You're, mm-hmm. And like today, you're one of like one of my most admired and respected people. You're so balanced and kind and all the good things that make up the best humans, you, all of those things. And now you're helping others, which is like totally cool. So
oh, thank
pain,
you, Lynn. I mean, always a work in progress. But
oh, yeah, we all are, obviously. But I'm just like I'm totally impressed because your story is a difficult one, and I'm sure Tony, you've been around the through the ringer a few times yourself, you know. And so
in fact,
you
helped me. You helped me get through that the first time I met you. So,
oh, cool.
You said that I, you know, because you, I think you saw some insight on the pain I was going through back in the past and my difficult life. That a lot of it, I think, I brought on myself. Like Jessica was saying, you do have to be you have to welcome change, and but the physical pain is unbearable because I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease probably in 2002,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to tell you the stress that I had in my life, which was a lot because of you know, my kids and my high-powered jobs, and I owned a restaurant, and you know, spread myself really thin in my life as a child, so it was really bad. I mean, at one point, I think I weighed 90 pounds and couldn't eat anything. But it was hard for me to get in tune with this question right now is because now it's 2022, and I'm trying to look for the pain, and I actually have no pain. I have no pain in my body. My Crohn's disease has literally almost disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah, and my mind is so, I mean, I feel at peace. I don't feel any pain in my heart or anything right now. I feel in a really good place. But it took a lot of work to get to that point.
Oh, yeah.
And asking for a lot of help. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's true.
So you can
like,
get
when
there.
You, mm-hmm. When you do the work, and it's not work like as in, oh, no, it's work. It's more like you do the work. You do the spiritual work. And it makes a huge difference. And and it's not to say that if you like clunk into a coffee table and you hurt yourself, like there's nothing, there's no deep weird attachments of, you know, but often, like I was just writing down that the stomach is often the seat of family issues. Right.
Yeah.
And people get stomach trouble over that and stuff. And it's amazing how you can let the body is an amazingly self-healing unit if it's given a chance, right? And that's the key thing is give it a chance through, you know, good diet and also avoiding toxic situations and toxic people. You do, are under no obligation to be around friends or family that give you a stomachache, literally, you know, or a pain in the neck or a headache. So pay attention to all those things that you feel like ailments are very often it's something you're not dealing with that is, you know, a psyche problem or a soul problem. It's very often caused by not having the boundaries. We need to say, no, don't bring that energy into my sacred space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that the way the world is right now, that life is so short. I mean, I've been thinking about it. Now that I have a four-year-old grandchild, I always find myself doing the numbers thing. Well, how old am I going to be when he's 18? And, you know, this and that. So I've come to realize that life is so short that you have to live it, and you know, and all that small stuff has to go away.
Well done. Yes, well said.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is all small stuff, too, if you look right down to it, you know. And there's no room for hate. And I was noticing myself this morning, I was like, I was tensed right up. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? You're looking at Twitter, my dear. That's why. And all the political stuff that's going on in the world, I was sucking it in and sucking it in and going, So I shut it off and I went and looked at the birds on the feeder and went, stay in the present moment, kids. I keep reminding myself about that. It's the present moment. It's all we've got. And who was it? Was it Thich, I can't pronounce the guy's name. He just passed. Thich Nhat Hanh. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Lao Tzu. Okay. If you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you're at peace, you're living in the moment. And that's the only thing we've got, you know. But, I love what, I can't remember which one of you mentioned it, but always reach out for help when you need it. Because as Mr. Rogers says, when things are scary and hard and rough, we look for the helpers. And they're all there. They're always there. I truly believe that there are good people out there helping one another, despite all the nonsense in the world right now. Whew. Anyone want to add any thoughts? That was really good, you know. Pain, pay attention. Yeah. Because we've got quite a few callers already here.
Yeah.
So I'll just say if you do want to call in, we're 646-564-9868, or you can Skype as well. Let's move on then to our first caller. 562, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne. How's California right now? Are you chilly?
It's kind of cold, but it's still sunny.
It's cold. Excellent. Well, we'll send you a little of our snow down there. How are you doing? Would you like to ask a question or something we can help you with?
Yes, I would like a love reading to see if someone's going to come into my life romantically.
Magically. I love that. By magically, do you mean, like, do you just sit there and wait for it to come to you?
No, not romantically. Romantically.
I'm sorry, I was just laughing because, you know, we all grew up on those silly fairy tales where you sit in the tower and let your hair down and climb up it and bingo bongo. But, I just did draw. I have a feeling that the love, so you're waiting for love to find you. Is that like you're sort of moved on from, okay. The last relationship you had, did it leave you with a little bit of baggage? Like as in what they're saying is that your list of standards has gotten pretty rigid for the next person to come into your life. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Can't blame you. Don't blame you one bit. However, try not to judge on first appearances is the message that I'm getting for you. So if someone comes into your life who wouldn't be what you would consider your type or what you're looking for, don't go, it's not checking off my list, so I'm going to reject this person. Give them a chance. I feel like the message I'm getting is there's a diamond in the rough out there, and it's somebody you already know, right?
Okay.
So, is there somebody that...
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is his name Pac? Is his name Pac, P-A-C? Or is not him?
Let's see. I'm not getting any kind of feeling on that, but what I am feeling is that you already know this person and they're friend zoned right now. Does that make sense? Is Pac somebody you put in a friend zone?
Could be, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your own heart will tell you the answers if you sit with it and just and ask your heart the questions. That certainly doesn't mean you should try to force a good friendship into something that it isn't. But if there's a friend there that you already know that you might just not be seeing as a romantic partner, but you might surprise yourself. But I also, for some reason, there's three hearts intertwined here. So be careful. I think be careful that if you do connect with this person, whoever it's a he you're looking for, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think the three hearts tells you just be careful they're not already attached. Make sure they are, you know, over their other relationship. Okay. It feels like there's almost the possibility of a triangle happening. So I will leave you with that and pass you over to either Tony or Jessica, whoever's feeling ready.
Yeah, I can go.
Okay.
This is Tony.
All right.
Do you want to
go,
Tony? Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay.
So what I'm feeling and what I have for you is that the beginning of a new venture or tasks, new ideas, planting seeds for the future, great potential for success, manifesting power, ambition, and prosperity. So does that ring a bell with anything or this gentleman that you're talking about?
Yeah.
It says that, the need to create strong foundation to support your dream. So if you're having some kind of dream and he's in it, maybe possibly that could be it. I don't know. But it also said there is a risk of financial loss. And the need to prioritize being overly greedy and missing the bigger picture.
Okay.
Does that resonate at all? I don't know.
Not really, but I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, great. It does say that new beginnings are happening for you, though. There's the power of possibility. So I think you're on the right track for getting rid of the situation you were in, and it seems like you're open-minded to have a new one.
Yeah, I
am. Whatever you're feeling is probably right, you know. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Jessica?
Yes. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
The deck that I'm using for you today is the Power of Love. And as I was shuffling when you first came on, the card Virtue popped out for you. And I think this is kind of just acknowledging where you're at. It says you're making great strides in your spiritual evolution, and others are beginning to look at you as a role model. You employ the virtues of kindness, service, and compassion in all your interactions. So I think as you continue doing that, you're actually going to vibrationally match someone that balances with you, your energy. And I think this is why this call came out for you. So I feel like you're on the right track, and the right person will come along if you know what I mean, wherever you're at energetically.
Okay.
And it starts with virtue.
Thank you.
But you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's lovely, and I hope that helps, Yvonne. I think you're in good shape. Just, I think maybe just broaden your horizons a bit as to who you consider love worthy, and you might surprise yourself. I think just, hang in there, and love will come for you. It really will. It's just, I guess, you know, we all have to kiss a few frogs before we find the one.
Yeah.
Well, just get yourself some chapstick, you know. But I think your heart will. I feel like you are very in touch with your own heart, and you'll know. You'll get that. Certainly, you'll get that feeling. that's it.
Yeah.
be a little patient, you know, because usually it's done in divine timing. And when it's like as the Rolling Stones sing, you know, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. And I think that's what will happen for you, Lovey. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Yvonne. It was lovely to have you as our first caller of the day. Okay. Blessings, hon. Okay, our next caller is 256. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
I should recognize your number by now, Kimberly. That's too funny. I never remember. Oh, well, that's okay. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I think we're all doing fine.
Yeah.
Are you, yeah, so what did you want to look at today, Kimberly?
I just would just like a general message, some things that I need to know. No particular question.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we've got. Well, I'm getting an animal totem for you here. just a minute. We should have like a hold music while we look things up. So I'm getting the dog coming in as a totem. Meaning dog. Which is I love dogs because it's God spelled backwards. So the dog spirit is a powerful symbol of unconditional love, loyalty, and protection. The dog also symbolizes loyalty and truthfulness to yourself. So if you're, you know, hiding any truth from yourself, it's probably the dog encourages you to express that. And the dog also reminds us that kindness will often get you a lot further than criticism. So the dog asks you to allow yourself. Sorry, I'm just waiting for this next page to come up. Okay. I'm no good on phones. It allows you. Okay. Allow yourself to be gentle with those around you. And also accept that their paths are not necessarily yours or joined with yours or the same as yours. Dog can also remind you that you should always be loyal and truthful to yourself. So make a point of being your own best friend. Having self-respect and self-value, you can love yourself first. And this trait is essential for you to be of great assistance to others. In particular, when you have self-esteem, it will assure that you receive respect from others. So I think that kind of has a message of, you know, it almost feels like stand your own ground is what I'm taking away from that. Because, you know, self-love is where it begins. And, you know, I don't take no, you know what, from anybody kind of thing, you know. So I don't know. I think right now that's your best interpretation is, you know, make sure that you're putting your own truth first.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I can jump in there real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
I think what came out for you in my spread is a lot of the same thing that Lynn did get. And what the card that popped out for you, like, two shuffles and that sucker was flying. It says priorities. And it says, yeah, you're kind of, you know, assessing your priorities right now. You understand the paramount importance of manifesting love in all your situations. So you're at this stage in life right now. Through love and understanding, you're able to put the pieces of your own puzzle together. And by doing so, you have a deeper awareness of who you are and why you're here. Regularly, just take a moment out of your day to reassess your priorities. Confirm that you are living life. You have intended energy on things that don't feed your soul's growth. So what they're asking you to do is just focus on what is important to you and why. Are you happy in your current situation? Just reassessing your situations and priorities. That's the card that sometimes I get one, sometimes I get two, but this was the message Spirit wanted me to share with you.
Okay, thank you.
Beauty.
Yeah, that's crazy because I'm along the same lines. Isn't that crazy? So it says, I allow the transformation energies of faith help me to expand my experience. So it says, get ready, sweet soul, for the wheel is about to gift you a divine blessing. And it says to watch, just follow the breadcrumbs for serendipity and face towards your happy ending. So that's prioritizing, I believe, too. And then remember that the wheel is always spinning and that things are never the same as they were before. Learn to enjoy constant rejuvenation and know that with every spin, we have the chance to recycle upward towards expansion and enlightenment. So that's pretty cool. Like the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like great things are, you know, if you stay on the path that you think you're following, I believe you're on the right track there. All three of us kind of got the same message, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope that helps, Kim.
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Kim. I just sent you the link I was reading from, so you can check that out for yourself.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Sending all kinds of love to you, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. God bless and have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bless you right back. Wow. Fabulous lady. Okay, here we go. So 205, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hi, 205, are you with us? Okay, I'm going to just go on to our next caller, 402. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Your name, please?
Mm-hmm. It's Sue.
Sue, hi, Sue.
Hello.
How are you doing? Is everything going okay with you?
Yeah. Pretty much, Lee. I'm looking at possibly moving in the next year and hoping this next year, but don't know where yet. And I don't know if it's going to get extended for at least 2 more years. So we'll see. I was wondering if you guys could pick anything up on that.
Is this the move or is your career, you mean, or what is it that you're talking about being extended?
Physically moving along with my career, yes. Both.
Okay. Right.
I think I've got some big things coming down the pipe.
Okay. I don't know why, Sue, but I'm seeing an image of Stonehenge. And I really don't know what that means. It feels like there's something like a solidity about the time around this move. And I feel like it's not going to happen like right away or at the speed of light is what I'm feeling. Stonehenge to me represents a very solid sort of grounded energy, like the stone, not really moving. But I'll see. I'm going to pass you over to Tony and to Jessica, and I'm going to look up if there's any meanings attached to Stonehenge that we can look at. Okay.
I know a subdivision I'm looking at is called Stone Creek.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So that could be what you're seeing, possibly.
That's cool. I love when that happens. You never know. Never know. Because there's never like a set in stone. I didn't even mean that.
Yeah.
But there's never a sort of set in stone meaning to these things, right? I just sort of go with the first image that comes in or the first, you know, totem or plant or whatever comes in. I just run with that. Mm-hmm. And I just saw Stonehenge. So cool. I'll look it up and we'll see what Stone Creek. That's really cool. I'm really excited about that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is the place that you're going to being built right now?
It would probably be something we would build. It's in the process of they're adding more and more homes now. Yes, it's an older community.
Yeah, it says what I got was that there also that the zone thing, but it was about a delay of some sort. So meaning if that's where you're going to be living. Yeah.
Okay, because I do know that they're a year out in building, maybe who knows how much longer now. But last year it was a good year, so it could be a year and a half to 2 years now with what's going on economy-wise or economic-wise and supply-wise, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I got.
I could see that. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. So Jessica?
I would love to be connected to Stonehenge.
Yeah, really?
Hi, Sue. This is Jessica. And we're all getting kind of like the same thing for you, but almost like in a sentence form. The card that popped out for you right now in your current situation is acceptance. You are ready to release control of situations or people and lovingly embrace the rhythm of life. Throughout your journey on Earth, you will be presented with many obstacles and lessons that will test you. One of the most beautiful parts of life, stability of it. Nothing is permanent. Everything is constantly moving and evolving, especially you. So this is a really, really cool card. And it also talks about all the changes that are taking place for you and just really kind of allowing things to fall in place as they will. And that's what I got.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell myself, you have to just allow it to flow, be in the flow of it.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard sometimes.
Yeah, it is, when everything's coming at you in all directions. Yes, it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Wow.
Yeah, one minute, take it one day at a time. But I didn't find anything like meaningful about Stonehenge, like a message coming through. But what I do feel is that when the move happens, it's there's a solid energy to it, and a comforting, a good solid, as in you don't need to pick up and move again.
It's
coming home. But it feels good. It feels positive. I don't know. I think if Jess and Tony would agree, but I feel like, you know, it's a good positive direction you're going in with this, and just patience. Yeah.
Perfect.
The patience part is hard, but it's really good to just, bring yourself back to one thing I find useful is when you're feeling, as you were saying, everything's happening all at once like that, is to say the three words, as it is. And you're telling yourself, this is what it is, and whatever reaction I have to it, it ain't going to change because I'm like, you know, getting upset. So it makes more sense to be calm. And if you are able to get into a little bit of nature, try hugging a tree and letting the tree just take that energy away and back into the ground and neutralizing it. It's earth magic, and it really does work. Ooh, Stonehenge, earth magic. Oh. There you go.
Yeah, that's cool. Druids.
There you go. Yeah, maybe that's something else too. Is that nature is calling you to just sort of ground, and use nature to calm you and ground you. But it's always useful to mindfulness, and you're going to get there. And I think it's going to be great for you once you do.
Good.
Okay.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, ladies. You have a great afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You
it was lovely. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try 205 one more time, see if they're with us. 205, hi, are you with us? Okay, well, we're just going to move on then. Okay, so... 229, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello?
Aliens. Okay.
Yes. Zero hold time, so I don't know what happened. Maybe they're just listening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if callers could remember to, if you've got anything going in the background, it does pick up on the air. So if you could turn radio or TV down or whatever, you know, it, sometimes we can't help it. But anyway, we'll try those guys again later. So 781, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hiya, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can we help you? How can
I'm
we help
like
you today?
I'm in a temporary internship, and I was just wondering some advice for getting through it right now because there's some like personality differences going on.
Ah, yes. Yep. Laura, I'm getting I'm literally seeing flocks of chickens, and I'm feeling pecking order, pecking order. Is this something people are pulling, like the hierarchy card on you?
That's the energy behind it, and I've never experienced it, so it's very weird to me.
Oh, it is weird. It's absolutely – one of the problems with this sort of dynamic is you get stuck in the astonishment stage that other people could behave this way. You're like, oh, my goodness. You know, you cannot get over how insane their behavior is. So what you got to do is pick your jaw up off the floor and realize that everyone's doing their own journey while they're here.
Yeah.
We are consciousness focused in physical form as we go through this life, right? So we're working with all these different stages of soul learning, I guess. Some people come here, they learn through suffering and they learn through the suffering of others. Some people, you know, they're doing it through learning and enlightenment. And I feel like this is an awful thing too, is your light, I think, is a fairly bright one. I'm absolutely certain I'm certain you're an empath, and I'm certain you shine a light out into the world. There are personalities that can't stand that. They get so ticked off. And the first thing you want to do is put your light out, and they're going to project onto you. They're going to try. So this is where the inner work is necessary. You're going to have to create your sacred energetic space around you. You're going to have to establish your boundaries, and then it's practice, but you will learn to we teach people how to treat us, and this is what your challenge is, to teach these others that you won't tolerate any bullying or pecking or I'm trying to think who is good for that. Wayne Dyer's dynamite for that kind of learning about that sort of thing. Who else, you guys? Can you think of any other authors or personalities you could turn to?
I don't know.
Wayne Dyer. James von Prague is another one. He teaches about, you know, the mirroring back of their energy. But remember that your energy is your energy. You can pull it back when you need to, right? You don't need to allow them. It takes practice, it really does, because as a sensitive empath, everything hurts you 10 times more, right? Or you feel it, but you know, but remember, it's a blessing too, because you feel the good stuff as well, right? So I would look up like just online or whatever how empaths can strengthen their energy in the world, because it can be a painful journey for us, because you're feeling all the you're feeling everything, and it can drive you kind of bonkers if you let it. So so let's see. Tony, are you picking anything up, love?
Yeah. I got the same thing, that there's some mean girls or meanies. So what I have for you is, it says, I'm deserving of this success, and I will bravely shine my light into the world. So you deserve to be there. Don't let them... you know, you're where you're supposed to be. You know what you're doing. Unfortunately, you're going to have to defend yourself. I'm sure you're being misunderstood, you know. Right? I'm sorry about that. I've been in that position before. So, you're just going to have to set some boundaries. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do, especially if you're, you know, on the intern, you know, in an internship or you're the low man on the pole. But like Lynn said, you're just going to have to stand strong and shine that light really bright. And then something's going to happen that they're going to see that you were right and things are going to change. So I don't feel that it's going to be miserable the whole time that you're there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No. So it just says, you know, remain in doing what you're doing, your bright vision. Just don't turn it off. And they're going to have to accept your opinion because they're going to see that it's going to save a lot of time and energy of theirs if they'll go with what you're going to plan or let them know.
Mm.
So good luck. You're on the right path. It's interesting. So that's great. I feel really happy for you. Like, I have a big smile on my face, so I feel happy for you. I don't feel sad. So things have got to turn around.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Jessica, what are you picking up on?
Hi, Laura. Lastly, I think it's just neat kind of how it goes, Lynn and then Tony and then me. And lastly, I think Spirit is trying to say, so that you can move forward, the card that popped out for you is for forgiveness. Now, let me define that for a moment, meaning forgiveness usually is just like forgiving the situation or the person, which does not necessarily mean that we have to go jump right back in and interact with them. It's about setting those boundaries. But in order to kind of move forward in a healthy way in that environment, make sure that you do forgive the situation so that energy can keep moving forward. I'm an intuitive empath as well, and this is a huge one because it can bog us down. It'll make us feel heavy and dense if we carry unforgiveness towards a certain situation or towards people. And it really does. I mean, we could feel it big time. And I know it doesn't just happen with the snap of, you know, but I think what Spirit is trying to remind you is, you know, move forward without bitterness or unforgive. Yes, of course. And then, so that's really kind of beautiful. You know, it's just kind of, you do deserve the success, just like Tony said. And then how Lynn began and then the forgiveness and how to move forward. But yeah, it feels really good though for you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I wrote down a couple more things, Laura, this is Lynn again. And one thing, when Jessica was talking about forgiveness, I wrote down forgiveness is not endorsement. So just remember, it is not saying what they are doing is okay. You're just freeing yourself up from that horrible low vibrational energy, right? So you're able to vibrate at your proper frequency. And just wanted to sort of let you know you're not alone, because just about every empath I know is a bully magnet. And it's absolutely astonishing that, you know, but empaths, like bullies, just want to put that light out. Don't let them change who you are. Okay. So also flower came in for you. And yes, I'm trying to just find it here. Okay. So the gladiolus flower came through. I don't know if you've seen those. They're long stalks with these gorgeous blooms up them. The gladiolus has the meaning. It means faithfulness, integrity, and attraction. Okay, so you're being faithful and you're being integrity. You're practicing integrity in your work. So I think that flower is telling you that you've got both those things. And I think, as Tony said, I think it's going to change. I know what I was going to suggest. Have a look at the teachings of Dr. Hugh Len, who is the proponent of the Ho'oponopono prayer, H-E-W-L-E-N. And he teaches us how we can change the world around us by changing ourselves, changing our own energy. And it's absolutely magical when you put it into practice. So you can look up either Ho'oponopono or Dr. Hugh Len. So, yeah, we lost him this year, too. He transitioned this year. So, yeah. Well, he's expanded into the universe, and we don't have him here anymore, but he's still there. So I hope that helps, Laura. And just, you know, be really... Be brave and just believe in yourself, because you're worth it, and you're really good at your work. They're saying that's where the integrity is. So you have nothing to apologize for. Onward with bravery and trust. Yeah. Okay. Well,
can I just ask?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
One question.
Sure.
A few of you have said something about defending yourself, and I'm often torn with it when in the moment, because it feels like at first I did a little bit because I didn't really understand that it was going to be constant.
Mm-hmm.
And now when the criticism is constant, it's almost comical because I look stuff up and I realize I was right. And so I don't say anything anymore. Do you think I'm making the right call with not making it worth my time to defend myself anymore?
Oh, yeah. Just don't let your head explode, because, you know, these people can just seem so ridiculous that you want to face palm all the time, you know. It's like, oh, my goodness. But, no, there's an expression, least said, soonest mended. And you're showing that you are coming from a higher frequency than they are.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a choice you make. Yeah. And it's really hard, because there's this urge in all of us to sort of see karma happening, you know, or to be the hand of karma, or to, you know, go nya 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 to them. But that's what Tony was saying, is that give it time and it's going to turn around. Yeah. If you practice that. But do look up Hugh Len if you can, and read about his work in the asylum. And it's a pretty cool thing. And remember what Einstein said, is that all you have to do is achieve the frequency of what you want. And it's not it's not philosophy, it's physics. It's all about energy. So you can do the inner work, and you'd be amazed if you do the work. It blows you away how the world around you changes. But you change yourself, and that's the thing. You are really cool, Laura. Never doubt that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Call us back if you feel wobbly sometime. We're on most Sundays, and love to hear how it's going for you, because I feel like you're coming into your own as a spiritual warrior. You know, they can only hurt you with your permission.
Thank you.
Okay, love. Thank you so much for calling in. I thought that was a really good question. Okay, onward, and go give them what for. Love and light to you, my dear. Oh, sorry, Laura, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm a terrible operator. Anyway, okay, so we're going to move on to our next caller. 914, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
This is Mary. How are you, Lynn?
Oh, is this Mary H?
Yes, Mary H. How are you?
Oh,
how are you,
so Mary? This is wonderful.
Hi.
Mary,
oh, my gosh. It's so nice to hear you on that end of the line rather than on the show with us.
I wanted to support you guys. I saw it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to call in and support my ladies. How are you?
Oh.
Hi, Tony. Is Marianne on? Or?
Marianne's away today, but she'll be back, and that's very cool. I just wanted to say that Mary is with our sister's show, Angel Answers, with Liz Pfister, DC Love, and Mary. And so, so they're on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So 7 Eastern, that's 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 Pacific. There you go.
You're so good with that. I'm usually like, oh my God, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, it gets easier.
I just really learn all those.
Well, both of our, both Jessica and Tony are in Utah, or not Utah, in the Mountain Time. Sorry. You guys are pretty much neighbors there. But, yeah, so it's always like 2 hours ahead, 2 hours behind. It's fabulous. It makes your brain do push-ups, you know, so it's very good.
Yeah.
Gives it a workout.
Well, fabulous
Mary,
show
so, nice.
So far. I'm so glad to have gotten on and, you know, just hooray to you ladies. I'm so glad your show is back and, you know, we'll support you. Just sometimes make the invitations shareable so I can share as well out, you know, into the universe to everyone.
We will.
Let's get out there.
We have, I think you guys have your own Facebook page for the, for Angel Answers, right?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. It's just, we just keep posting it out there.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, we have one.
That's a great thing,
Divine Connections. Yeah. So you can always pick up the link there. And but that's really cool. And I think we should do a question for you, Mary, just because you called in and we'd like to do one.
Oh, okay. Great. So whatever comes through, whatever messages want to come through for me.
Okay. Well, I seem to be getting a lot of flower symbolism right now, and I'm just getting coming through in the most beautiful Della Robbia blue. That's the Virgin Mary's cloak is that color, right? So Della Robbia from Our Lady's Our Lady's blue, and I'm seeing like just a wilderness of forget-me-not. So let me just see what that tells us. True love and respect. When you give someone this flower, it represents a promise that you will always remember them and keep them in your thoughts. I feel like this is someone who's crossed sending you these, Mary.
That's so beautiful.
Your mother's still with us, right? But she's sort of not.
Yes, exactly. She's sort of in between, basically.
Yeah, she's
in between. Alzheimer's, yeah.
I feel like this symbol, I feel like the forget-me-nots are coming through just around that whole situation. I feel like there's such a beautiful, the thing is, she may not remember who you are, but you know her, you know who she is, right, and who she was. And it just feels like these flowers come through for both of you as a symbol of, you know, a promise that you'll always love and remember. So, you can look up, there's a ton of links when you type in the spiritual meaning of forget-me-not. So go ahead, do some more look, but those come through beautifully in that beautiful blue for you guys. So Tony, what are you picking up for Mary?
I thought that my wildest imagination is a tool that I can use to inform my future in a down-to-earth way. So I got exactly what you do. fantasy choices, wishful thinking, that you help people. It says when you daydream your way into the future, the options that you have in front of you feel both under and overwhelming sometimes. And that might be with your mom, because I know those feelings. My mom is also going through the same as yours. It's really hard sometimes to not know the person that you've known your whole life that gave birth to you, and you're like, who are you?
Yeah.
So I think, I do a lot of daydreaming, hoping that she someday will come back to the way she was, because she does some things that she would never, ever do out in public. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? I think this helps me sometimes daydreaming and just, I don't know, being nice to other people like you are. You have a great voice. I feel really good talking to you at the moment. So nice to meet you. You're welcome.
Nice to meet you, Tony.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are making me cry.
I feel like crying too for some reason.
And, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Mary. Yeah. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. First of all, it's so cute. Jaden comes barreling in, and he's like, "Hi, Miss Mary. Hi, Miss Mary." And
oh.
He runs to you, and he hugs you around the legs. If you could feel that or not, let me know. But yeah, you can usually really feel him. The card that just flew out of the deck for you, right before you even came on too. And the card is expression. You got the expression card.
Mm-hmm.
It says you are ready to manifest your thoughts and transform them into acts of love. Oh, definitely, girl, you definitely do that. Amazing work. You have come back to Earth to share your individual wisdom and express your personal code, which you have developed through lifetimes of experience. You have many methods of soul expressions available to you, whether it be with words, dress, art, or movement. Each form shows you character, and it reveals the important aspects of your being. Keep moving forward. You're doing amazing. I don't know. This card, I've only been getting single cards for everyone today, but when one comes out, there's not like a whole lot. It's just this card.
Right.
And expression was that. And I think it's beautiful because just knowing you, you're very expressive.
Yeah.
And I think
you're
acknowledging
that. Oh, my
that
gosh, that's so beautiful.
To keep going.
That is beautiful. I've been getting a lot of angel messages, and it's all about manifesting. And I'm actually doing the 7-day Moonology challenge with Yasmina Poland on her Facebook group. And, you know, it's about manifesting, coming into power, manifesting these 7 days, you know, like releasing and bringing in what you want. So it's been really great. And the angels every day, it's like they talk about manifesting. Like every day message is about that. So it's so amazing because I'm manifesting having a successful business, you know, which is out there now.
Yes. And I think they're definitely reminding you to, as you're manifesting, to put those expressive codes in there. And you're so amazing at that. So that's beautiful confidence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Awesome.
Wow.
And Liv, that message with the flowers also is that, you know, I weekly buy Mother Mary, you know, flowers. So, you know, once a week she has fresh flowers on my altar. It's just beautiful, you know, and that's why it made me cry too. And the symbolism that my mom's name is Rosa, which is rose, you know, so it's even more beautiful. That's why I was crying because Mother Mary comes in every reading that I have.
Wow. Well, she's obviously a member of your team. She's one of your guides.
Yes, she is.
One of your, for sure. I really would recommend, you know, if you're into this show, then try the Angel Answers as well. It's a wonderful, I don't know what to say. I can't say enough good about you guys. I was so delighted when that team came together. It felt like divine.
Yeah.
It felt like a divine connection. But, you know, so you were all brought together, and I feel like that about this team too. It's amazing how much when you ask for the help, it's given, and then we have to let go of our expectations, right, and say, okay, you call the shots. Usually, when you let go, and let spirit handle it, it works out for the very, very best. But I got a message too. They're saying, Mary, about your business, like you are manifesting energetically, but you're also very level-headed, is what they're saying. You're very level-headed when it comes to business. So it's mm-hmm. like a superpower of yours. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Well, no, that's really fabulous. It's like one of your really best tools is that you're like a natural business person, I think. You know, you've got that, you know, level head. I don't know. They're just putting it that way, level head. No, I'm not saying you're a flathead. Just,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you're steady
so
at the helm.
I've been saying to myself, I'm sorry, Lynn, I'm going to manifest. I'm working as hard as I would had I still had my corporate job, right? So I'm putting that much effort into my own business that I've put into my corporate years of business, you know, working for a company in the corporate sector, you know. So
wow.
That's what I keep telling myself, you know, to just get out there, you know, energetically, like you say, just flourish, you know, and just show me my true me, mm-hmm. you know, my true self, and, you know, and they'll come. I know they'll come, you know.
Yeah, you're seeing it happening.
I wanted
yeah.
to thank you, Lynn, because you actually put together the Angel Answers team. So thank you for the opportunity,
wow.
of course, and I love you, and I'm so, like, blessed to have you all in my life. But thank you.
So, oh, well, you know
I
what?
Love you.
I love you right back, my dear. I really just do acknowledge what I do as I'm just like a channel.
Mm-hmm.
Help is coming from our spirit teams, from our guides, our angels, our friends on the other side. And
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, I think probably I have a funny feeling Ryan had a lot to do with it, because before he transitioned, mm-hmm. he's trying to shape the team, like the network, into something really cool. And I have a
mm-hmm.
feeling he's still arranging things from, you know, where he is right now. So thank you, Ryan. Yeah. Well, I think,
yes,
you know,
you,
he and Jessica had quite the connection, and I'm pretty sure she was sent. We got Jessica through a really good a good spirit guide, so thank you, Ryan.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I know.
We're
it
so
just,
blessed.
It just makes you. We really are.
And the sacred embers.
Yeah, it's magic. It's magic, magic, magic.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you? I know you've got a website, Mary. What's your? Let's tell people how they can find you.
Oh, they can find me at www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, theangelwithin.com.
Cool.
So it's T-H-E-E, basically.
Yeah, beautiful. No,
and
thank
that
you.
Was
yeah,
channeled,
that makes sense.
My dad gave me that name for my business, so that was just amazing.
Absolutely.
So it's even extra special.
Yeah. Are you channeling writing at all, Mary? Are you starting to write?
I was starting to, and then I stopped, but I feel like I want to start again, like the channeled messages that I'm getting. I want to start like writing them down by dates, you know, like having a journal just for channeled messages.
Yes. I think I'm feeling that's a really smart thing for you to do, because it won't be long before you have like almost a book, right? So, yeah.
Wow.
Well, listen,
that's
you're
awesome.
Welcome to
Thank
stay
you.
On. You're welcome to stay on with us. I think we're almost at the end of our callers. Wait a minute. We have another one. So why don't you stick around, Mary? And if you want to throw in anything.
Yeah, of course.
Go right ahead. Okay, so we'll see what...
Okay, awesome.
All right, so we've got 586 on the line. We're getting a little bit of background noise from you. Are you are you outdoors?
Nope, sorry, girls. You were on Bluetooth. Sorry.
Oh, hi there. Well, could we...
Oh, sorry. This is Jessica's friend Maria. I just wanted to say hello.
Beauty.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Maria. How you doing, Jessica?
Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for calling in. She's a moderator in Jaden's Wing Speaks group as well.
Okay. I know who you are. That's fantastic.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Just wanted to say hello and love the work you all do.
Oh,
thank you so much. Miss Maria, no, he runs over, Jane's running, zooming over there. I felt that right away. And he's also hugging you right around your legs, if you can feel it, kind of around the waist, legs. And he thanks you so much. He's always so thankful for your support.
Oh, well, you know, I love Jaden. I love anyone with special needs. So we share that, Jessica, with my brother with autism. So,
definitely.
That's beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So thank you. I won't keep you. I'm driving. I just want to say a quick hello.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hello. But if you want to throw down a question, Maria, you can hang up. We can answer you if you like, if you want to keep listening. Yeah.
Then I'll lose you. Well, actually, I could stay on for that. Is it a question? You know what? It's the spirituality of pain, correct?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Say again.
I can ask any question?
Sure, absolutely. Yep.
So I have, and I'm thinking, I've been having increased pain with the bursitis on my hip, and I wonder if there's a spiritual connection to that.
Sometimes there are. There are some really good charts online about the energetic points and what corresponds in the physical, like so knee pain, bursitis pain, all that stuff.
Okay.
So, have a look at that. I'm just trying to find it. Jess or Mary or Tony, if any of you guys want to jump in here, I'll just see what I can look up here.
Well, this is Mary. Hi, Maria. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. The
first card, I'll answer your question, but a card jumped out for you, and I wanted to read it to you. It's from the Postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest you, we're a chatty bunch over here always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the languages of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on Earth, however, clarity is your communication. In your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity, be clear, and learn how to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person, organization, or even us to answer you. When you follow these steps, you can most definitely expect an answer. In your favor, affirmative, we say. Loving you so very much." And it says in the back, "You are divine beauty." So I felt a lot of, like, someone was behind me and touching my head. So I felt someone brushing my hair with their fingertips. So I'm not sure if that was Jaden or someone that's crossed over. But I just felt that. So I'm not sure if you felt that as well.
No, but what you said does make sense.
Okay, great.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because that was a jumper for you. So I knew I had to say that.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm also a dreamer. I have prophetic dreams, so, but yes, that does make sense.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I'll tune into that pain you have in once the other ladies give you their messages.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Devin, you want to go first, Jessica?
Oh, yes, please. And yes. Jaden says, yes, that was me. And he's kind of running around to the whole group kind of right now.
Running around. And he's very adorable.
Love you, Jaden.
Thank you. So what I feel very strongly, because his energy is just so ramped up, and when his energy gets ramped up like that, it's like I can feel him and hear him very clearly. And he says, this isn't like a scary thing, but there is some sort of like attachment. We're not talking about like dark or anything, but like
He's just reminding you to clear your energy on, you know, on a regular basis. It just, it could be an attachment. Excuse me. It could be an attachment, you know, just from something attaching to you that's kind of draining your energy, causing that pain there. Is really just the indicator, since we're talking about pain in this, you know, in this broadcast, which is interesting. He said it's about setting those boundaries and reminding, lovingly reminding you to clear your energy or any associated attachments, because really nothing should be attached to us to which it's causing us pain. So when that starts happening, so, go ahead.
Jess, it could be ingesting. It could be ingesting other people's stressors during these crazy times.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. That's happening on a daily basis. So I that does make sense, and I will. I've never thought about clearing. So.
Oh yes, just and you know, bath salts to take a bath, or even in the shower. I'm not even kidding. Just. Envision it, just you being washed. And that's what I do.
Okay.
I just kind of, it's very simple, but it's all about the intention behind it. And as I'm in the shower, you just watch all of the muck and dirt and whatever go down the drain.
Okay.
And you really kind of take your hands, take your hands and hold them out to your side. Go from bottom up and don't close it all the way, because that's your, you don't want to be a complete closed off bubble, because that's your crown chakra, your complete source, you know, direct line there. But yeah, just in kind of bringing your energy too. Sometimes I have to stop and do that, because we're so empathic and we feel everything. We want to just reach out, and our energy can just be way the heck out there. We have to just kind of roll it back in and bring it a little bit closer to ourselves, not too tight, because you'll actually feel suffocated. You know what I mean? If you just pull your energy in. Yeah, don't do that. I've done that before, and it was just like, oh, why can't I breathe? So, and sometimes we can do that in times of fear. You can also open your energy field up just a little bit more, though, too, if that's ever a problem. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will definitely do that.
Yeah. Who's next?
I can go if you want, real quick.
Yeah, go for it. Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Tony. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Oh, I got the same. Some kind of a emotional block or blocks. I see a stack of blocks that maybe need to be busted through or knocked down, kind of like what Jessica's saying, maybe washed off, some kind of energy that is making you have some kind of pain. I'm not sure if it's the one that you're feeling now, but I think like what Jessica said, that if you wash that off or are in tune with it, that you'll feel better soon. But I saw the same thing. But mine were in a form of block. So in tie. So something is tying you.
And it makes sense, because I'm busy caring for others right now and not myself. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 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 So I think it's telling you you need to do something for you, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Maria. This is
so
Lynn.
We'll talk soon, Jessica. Thank you.
Okay, hang on,
bye-bye,
Maria.
Everyone.
Thank
One...
you so much, Mary.
Maria.
I'm sorry, Maria. Mary, Maria.
Yeah,
no,
Maria.
That's all right.
Mary, Maria, right?
Yeah, if Maria's still there, I have a little message for her here about the bursitis, Helen. So Louise Hay, if you get her book, You Can Heal Your Life, she's got a list of things that, correspond. And bursitis is often caused by a repressed anger. And the message that came through for you, let yourself feel the anger. Don't block it. Don't resist it. Let it have its way, but ask it what it wants. Okay? And then let the answers come in for you. They will.
Okay.
They will. Yeah. It's there's a cool story about a monk who does not fight his demons, but he allows them in, and eventually they leave of their own accord. It's what you don't, if you don't resist, it won't persist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
that.
Well, lovely.
Thank
call awesome. In anytime,
Thank
Maria.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, have a lovely afternoon and take care.
You,
bye-bye. Love and light
too.
To you.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, nice energy. Wow.
Yeah.
I bet she's like,
amazing.
Yeah. Whoops. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I just muted Jessica. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
No, here we go.
Just beautiful energy.
Yeah. And often it's the caregivers that, you know, they certainly need care themselves. So it's really important to make sure they get the care they need. I think we have one more caller that's new, and I just want to try 229 one more time.
Okay.
Hi, 229. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I missed your call.
Oh, that's okay. I'm glad we caught you. So what's your name, please?
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Oh, Melvin, hi. You're an old friend of the show. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Melvin's been on many of our shows. And I'm glad you're cold. And how are we how you doing, Melvin?
Well, I'm on dialysis now, and I had to do a fundraiser, trying to do a fundraiser at GoFundMe.com to see can I raise up enough money for a kidney transplant. Because I go to dialysis like 3 times a week. And all my numbers are looking good, but I was hoping that, you know, do you all see me coming off of that, coming off of dialysis, or do I need this transplant?
Is that your, that's what you're asking is the outlook on the medical condition right now, the dialysis. And so are you waiting,
yes,
you're on the list for being a donor, like a recipient, right, of the kidney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Unless anyone wants to go ahead, I'll start. But I'm seeing, you know, the symbol I'm talking about that represents yin and yang, the male and female life forces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like two tadpoles sort of hugging each other. I'm getting that symbol in my mind's eye. I feel like, are you feeling in balance, Melvin? I'm not talking about the medical condition, you know, obviously doesn't feel like a balanced thing. But emotionally, are you feeling in balance right now as much as possible?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Yeah. I feel like it's, yes, it's a waiting game. But I feel like there will be a light at the end of the tunnel for you. But I certainly can't get a timeline on that. So I feel like stay balanced while you are in the dialysis process, which may mean, like, even if you take up a hobby while you're, because I know it takes a little bit of time when you're in there. So find something that stimulates your mind, stimulates your soul. It sounds so kind of cheesy, you know, like to make the best of your situation, but I don't mean it in a trite way. I mean sort of find a book that speaks to you, or an audio book or a video. Find something that engages you and keeps your mind busy. And remember that, you know, I'm getting like a circular, it feels like a circle. The circle will complete itself. So I do feel this will be resolved for you, but don't stress or try to keep your mind occupied and growing and learning every day, because no matter what the circumstances, this life is a gift, and use every drop of it. Mm-hmm. Tony and Jessica, where are you guys at? Oh, Mary, you're still with us too. We have three more people to look at your situation. So I don't
know.
Yeah, please go.
I can go.
Yeah.
Because right away what I was getting is, for Melvin. Hi, Melvin. This is Jessica.
Hey, how are you?
The spirit team that I'm connecting to, they want you to remain open and optimistic, and know that this isn't the end-all be-all. But what I'm getting really strongly is that there may be a potential for the transplant. And that's just a possibility. There's potential that may be. I'm no doctor, and I can't give out medical advice. That's just what I'm feeling.
What does that mean?
That there could be a potential for the transplant.
Could be. Okay. So I may not have to have one?
No, that there is a potential that you may need the transplant. And again, don't hang your hat on, you know, words, but that's just the feeling that I'm getting, that it could be a potential for you.
Okay.
And, you know, but everything's going to be okay, though. That's what I feel.
Do you all see me getting enough money? I have got some people that donate now for a kidney transplant, but do you see me raising the amount of money that I need to get the transplant?
I do feel that potential, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm trying to get it out there as much as possible. So I'm on Facebook, and it's a story that I wrote. I'm a football coach, my kidneys went out last year this time. I just got on dialysis. But I go 3 times a week. I have a missed man day, and all my numbers are looking great. But I just, you know, felt like I kind of believe that my kidneys may resume function because it's an acute kidney injury where I got hit by a truck, and it bruised my ribs and punctured my kidney.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been fine, and I've been trying to put things out there where people can donate, where if they do, you know, find me a match, I have the funds for it.
Well,
but it's on my Facebook page.
Okay, you can share that, Milton, on our there's a Divine Connections page, and you're welcome to post it, okay, there. Just look up that Divine Connections, and I have no problem if you want to put it on the Sacred Embers page as well. Cause I think most of the shows know you, so go right ahead.
Yeah, they do.
If you want to. Yeah, please do share those there. Sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Tony.
Did you want?
Yeah, sure. So Melvin. Do you not want the kidney transplant? Do you think by doing the dialysis that you might recover without the transplant?
Yeah, I just got a feeling in my gut that I believe that my kidneys is going to regain function. And then I just believe that even when I first got sick, because it was an injury, and the doctor said that it's a possibility. You know, but it's a big possibility. I just don't want to be on dialysis. Yeah.
And I think you should remain positive, like Lynn said, but what I'm feeling is that you're resisting the inevitable, unfortunately. And I'm not a doctor. I really like what Jessica said, but I think that you have to make peace with yourself and really listen to what the doctors are saying, because I think they're really trying to tell you that you probably do need that transplant. And I'd be more than happy to share your GoFundMe or whatever. I have a page that has over 5,000 people. Then I can also put it on Twitter that can get out to 350,000 people. So if you put that on there, but I think what's coming up for me is that like what Jessica says, that I think you've hit rock bottom and that you need to just look positive. And you have a great attitude.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but,
Is you on Facebook, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Is there any way I can do it? Because I don't know. My name is Melvin Mitchell.
Well, Melvin, go on. I'm connected to the Divine Connection page, so I'll see you on there, and then I can share it.
Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just share
the card that I got for you, it said at the bottom, I'm healing every day.
Mm-hmm.
building
so,
every day.
You know, you have to remain positive, but like you said, I like what you said about having the money in the background just in case you do have to get the dialysis, I mean, the transplant comes up sooner rather than later. You know, being prepared is the right way to go. Yeah.
It, yes, ma'am, because the doctors already told me, you know, they called me and say, hey, we got a match for you. You don't have time to, you know, go shopping. You got to get on that plane and get on to the hospital and do it.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, I eat right. I'm on a low-fat diet. I take good care of myself. I have lost 100 pounds, a little more over 100 pounds, and because I've been dieting and eating the right foods and stuff and a lot of vegetables. And I'm doing what's right. So I come a long ways from last year this time because I wasn't able to walk two steps.
Wow.
Now I can walk all over Atlanta football stadium. So it's just a miracle. But I'm like, Lord have mercy. Even, you know, my family members can count me out like, well, he ain't going to make it. But I say, yes, I am. I don't know why you said it. And so here I am today. So I'll send you all the post. You'll see me standing up on the football field with my two sons. And I told them I'm going back coaching next season, and I'm going to be fine. But I will send that to you all. And I thank you all so
much every day. So
passing it on.
Believing. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure. Anything. Yeah. Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to send it right now. You
okay.
Say I need to go to, what name of it?
It's Divine, isn't it, Lynn, Divine Connections?
Yeah, just look at
it. Oh, that's on
the Divine. Yeah. There's a sort of picture of fractals, red and pink and blue, like a, looks like the inside of a seashell is the picture, so you'll notice it. Yeah. Yeah, just go for it, Melvin. Who are we missing? Mary, did you chime in there?
Yes. Hi, Melvin. I think
so. Hi, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hi. No, it's fine. I was so excited for your cards, but the first thing I want to mention is a Louise Hay quote that I use on my website, on everywhere, and I use them on the Angel Answer Show as well. It's every thought we think is creating our future. So staying positive, remaining positive, you know, will bring in those, you know, the good health. I'm healthy, you know, I'm vibrant, I'm, you know, whatever it is that you, I have a healthy, whatever it is that's ailing you, just also give it a lot of love. You know, there's such an importance of giving love to our body parts and to ourselves, our soul, our body parts, every cell of our body, every ligament, every bone. You know, I do that every morning. I bring in love and light and joy or whatever feeling that you want to feel that day, just bring it in, just meditate and bring it in and give it to every body part. And that's what you're going to be emanating, you know, throughout your aura as well. But the remain positive card came out for you, and which is perfect because Louise Hay, you know, every thought we think is creating our future. And like Lynn mentioned on our earlier caller, Louise Hay has a book that's it's called I Can Heal Myself. So, you know, like anyone can heal themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of the thought process, remaining positive and not thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die. Oh, my gosh. You know, that remaining positive. And the other card that fell out for you was the recovery card. So this is a period of healing for you, you know, sending words of gratitude to heaven and, you know, begin planning the next exciting phase of your life, you know, which you are, which I love because you're ready. I was so excited when you were talking. I just wanted to interrupt everybody because my heart was beating because you're so positive, you know, and you have that. You have what it takes to make this change, you know, in your life.
Right.
And I see you in that football field, you know, and I'm so tingled. So I don't know if Jaden is coming in again, but, you know, like I feel it on my, I feel him like I'm, again, on my hair. So, you know, very positive.
Oh,
I feel the recovery card came for you. So, you know, just remembering that every thought we think is creating our future. So, you know, just staying positive, you know, and those are the two cards that I received for you, remain positive and recovery. So, and I also wanted to congratulate you on losing all that weight, because I know it's difficult. So congratulations on that, and congratulations on healing yourself, because I believe you can do it.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you.
And that's
you.
All I have,
you.
Melvin.
Yes, I thank you. I thank you all.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Gonna I'll send I'm gonna it's the I'm gonna send it go to Block Talk Radio, go on your page and send it.
No, you want to go,
no.
You're gonna go on Facebook.
I wanna make sure
it's Facebook.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay. But when you're on Facebook,
yes.
Just go to Divine Connections. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
And Sacred Embers, like Divine Connections is the show. Sacred Embers is our whole network. Like, so all the, so you've called in and you know, Jan and all the other folks, you've spoken to them before, right? And
yes,
Sue, I think. And yeah, so you know those folks. So that's the network, and you're fine to post there too.
Okay. God bless.
Yes.
Thank you. I will definitely do it now.
Okay. You've got a really good mindset, Melvin, and I think we all can just admire the heck out of that. It's wonderful. It's what makes real magic happen, real magic and miracles. Embrace that.
Mm.
That's fabulous, Melvin.
Thank you
so much. We'll look for your post, okay?
Okay.
And okay,
yes,
my dear.
You
love and
light
to you.
Day. Thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you.
Wow, Melvin. Yeah, we've talked to Melvin for a lot of years. I think I was looking at our site, and I think our show has been going on for like 7 years. We're in our seventh year now, which is nothing compared to, you know, some of them. But boy,
it's beautiful.
Pretty pretty good. Yeah, I would say so. All right, are you guys still feeling chipper, and we carry on? We've got lots more callers, so I don't know.
Sure.
Okay, we're
How
over
about
our
you,
time.
Ladies? You ladies are okay?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Well, let's go. And if anyone falls off the path, we'll stop and have sandwiches. Okay. I'm picturing it like a hike through the woods. Don't mind my brain. So 386, you're with us. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Cindy.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Cindy. Yeah. Now, is
yes.
this Cindy in the chat room?
No.
Okay. I just
chat.
Wanted to, I just realized I had totally forgotten to look at the chat room since we've been on, and there's all these people that I'm feeling like we're ignoring them. And I just, sorry to interrupt your That's okay.
I was looking in there, but it won't let me write anything, so I couldn't respond.
Oh,
I don't know
not
why.
A worry, but just wanted to say, Analytic Witch, Eliza's Angels, and Sue McCarthy, we see you and sending you much love. Thanks for being there. And Jessica, if you from Australia, if you can still hear us, sorry about that, but we'd still love to hear from you. And if not, call us back next week. But yeah, sorry about that. So, Cindy, how can we help you? Did you have a question we can look at for
Hi.
You?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if you see when I will get the balance of my investor funding for my new business I started, so that I'm at a point, I'm right at the end, ready to market it, and need to label it and then start selling it. So I can start generating some cash flow with it. And I was wondering if you see when that will come through and anything about my business that I need to know to move forward.
Okay. We've got a little bit of sound trouble, but what I heard you say, Cindy, is you're wondering about whether you're going to be able to get the funding for your business?
Well, I've got an investor, and I've got part of the funding, but they didn't have all of it at once.
Yeah.
And cool. I'm waiting on another payment, but I don't know what their status is. You know, they're very busy, and they're not good at getting until they're ready to do something when they have it.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you see when that will come through. So I'm really at the end now where I'm ready to label the product and get it out there, market it, start selling it so I can start cash flowing.
Okay. I'm getting the expression in my mind, the hammering at a door. Are you bugging? Have you been calling them and talking to them?
No.
Okay. You might want to just hammer on that door a little bit. It feels like you're being overlooked is the word that comes in. You might
well,
need to give them a look.
I have tried to call and they don't answer, and I know that particular person pretty well, so they just kind of ghost people until they're ready to answer and do something and move forward. So,
yeah,
you know, I know it was a matter of they didn't have all of the funding at once and they had other things going on too right after the holidays, so I haven't been able to actually put them to find out.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering. What you see.
Yeah, I feel like you might need to make a little noise here. I'm getting this expression velvet hammer. So, you know, do a little bit of knocking gently. You know, you don't have to like yell or anything like that, but just don't let them overlook you. It feels like you're just being pushed to the side or put on the back burner a little bit. But you need to maybe express yourself a little bit, do a meditation on the throat chakra to be able to like express yourself a little more, because I think it's a matter of you might need to, you know, make a little noise or hammer a little bit. So I'll pass this over to Tony. Are you ready yet?
If not, I can go.
Okay, whoever's
go ahead,
ready.
Jess.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, that's okay.
Go
ahead, Jess.
Hi, Cindy. This is Jessica.
Hi.
The card that popped out for you is evolution. You realize that obstacles are merely lessons on your path to love. What I think this card is trying to indicate is that I feel a huge, strong potential that you will find the funding or get the funding somehow for your business project. But I agree with Lynn as well that you're going to have to push through some barriers to you know, but it's all doable. And I see a huge potential that you will find the funding for the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all I got.
Yeah. Tony or Mary, anything to...
I feel the same. The beginnings of a new venture or task, new ideas, planting seeds for the future, great potential for success, manifesting power, emotions, and prosperity. You know, I feel you're going to get the funding from them too, but I don't think they know the sense of urgency that you have at the moment. And I know you said it's hard for them to... answer you back, is that what you said? Or
I know the particular person is very to everybody they don't respond back. They stay in silence and don't answer the phone, don't respond to messages until they're ready.
Until they're ready.
So that's not just me, it's just how they do business. It's how they are as a person. That's all. I have not been able to reach them to find it, get any answers.
Yeah.
So
I was wondering if you saw when I would hear from that person when they would get that final payment to me so I can move it forward, because I am very anxious for it. I do believe it will be very successful, but I mean,
I see a lot of
cash flowing. I need to.
It's just a matter of getting them to feel your you know, how you want to get this off the ground. I don't think they see that as an urgent sense of urgency right now. So it is a matter of letting them know that I guess you're going to have to keep bugging them. But I also see the same as Lynn, like a hammer and you knocking on the door. You know, almost shaking them. Hey, wait, you forgot about me. I'm here. I'm ready to go. You know, I need to get this off the ground.
Well, I've met them a couple times. I haven't gotten a response, but they're the kind of person that is very egotistical also. So if you pester them, then they will ghost you for longer. They're like, it's just...
Well, is there a possibility of you getting the funding somewhere else?
Well, not that I have found yet, or I wouldn't. But, you know, this wouldn't be a same concern. But that's why I was wondering if you saw a time frame. So I had something when I will get a response from them, or when that would come through, so I have an idea, had a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see them answering today. I just don't get anything except for the knocking at the door.
Maybe show up. You know, go show up and
yeah.
It says,
like,
yeah.
My goals
no, I can't.
Intention,
I can't show
direct.
Up because they don't live in the course.
Yeah.
Show up with her.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They're always on the move.
Just,
I never know if they're there anyways because they travel back and forth. They travel all the time.
Yeah. Do you have a contract with them, like signed papers?
No.
Or is it just like a handshake agreement?
It's a handshake agreement, and it is a family member that I know them. So
yeah.
It's how they do things.
Yeah.
So I know the person, and... You
know,
they actually
don't
know how they do
things. Yeah, I think you might want to look for something different, too. Don't, like, I know when I started my business, and it was really hard because I had to go out and get all the financing myself also, but I always come back to don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because that basket will let you down more than likely just from my own experience. So you got to look maybe for other ways too. You're going to be successful. I really feel that whatever you're doing is good and you'll move forward, but you just have to go through some, jump through some hoops to get there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it is got to be very successful too, and that's why I'm really anxious to go ahead and get it moving and cash flowing, because then I won't need any more help from an investor, just getting it off the ground for the initial story.
Backup plan. Let's see, did Mary add anything? Did we
No, I haven't, and something came really strong for me for Cindy. The first thing that came through was sometimes spirit closes one door to for another one to open, and and I'm so chill. And the card that I pulled out from the Angel Answers deck is there's something better. So, and again, I'm getting a confirmation that, yes, there is something better, and it says, heaven has something wonderful in mind for you. However, it's not the same thing you have planned. Ask yourself what you would rather have, the very thing you're asking for, or something that would make you much happier and more fulfilled. Sometimes the divine has joys in store for us that we can never imagine on our own. Open your mind and heart to the possibility that you deserve even more than what you're asking for. Trust your angels to guide you in new and exciting directions. So, Cindy, asking the angels to come in and assist you with this situation and opening doors for you, our angels are always with us, waiting for us to give them permission to help us. So, asking them to come in for guidance. Okay, so
yeah, I definitely do that.
I, yeah, so
So there's something better for sure. And, you know, like I always say, sometimes spirit closes one door for another one to open, an even much better one that we thought. And
yeah.
That's what I have, Cindy. I hope that's helped.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. And I was just going to add, don't be afraid of you know, good old-fashioned things like Kickstarter. They can be surprisingly effective, you know, a well-written.
What is Kickstarter?
Kickstarter is like you can get funding, what do you call that, crowdfunding. Kickstarter is specifically for businesses, people doing their, starting up businesses and, you know, just your copy is good and make a clear, concise, you know, description, like, you know, when you write what you're doing and why and da-da-da, you'd be amazed at the responses you can get. And I love that it was suggested that you have, like, a backup plan because that helps. Eggs in one basket is that's a good old saying for a reason, right? Don't put your eggs in one basket. So fabulous. Well, Cindy, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, would you? If you like calling back sometime.
All right.
That's wonderful.
I will. Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're very welcome. And we send you all kinds of lucky energy, good luck energy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Jessica from Australia has shown up again, but we have to wrap up because we're running short of time and Jessica's got to leave. So we're going to just wrap up. Jessica in Australia, give us a shout. We'll be back next week. And I just wanted to give a nod to Eliza's Angels, who is Tony's sister. How beautiful. Well, lovely to see you. And Analytic Witch is still with us. And I just want to thank all you lovely, patient people in the chat room. Now, is your sister's Eliza? Is that her name?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Yep. Okay. Anyway, call in sometime and we'll do a little mini reading for you. That's lovely. We had some beautiful, beautiful energy coming in today. All right. So let us go down person by person. So Tony, do you want to start out and just tell people how they can find you if they want to get in touch?
Sure. You can even email me if you'd like. It's tonykj4244@gmail.com. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at tonykj. On Facebook, it's Tony Jorgensen, and there's two pages, so either one I can contact you from.
Beautiful. Okay. Do you want to repeat how people can find you again?
Yes, they can find me through my Gmail account, maryhernandez5252@gmail.com, and via my website, which I just checked, and I don't know what happened to my website, but it seems like it's out of whack. So it must be Mercury retrograde, like messed it all up. So there's things in there like purchases, things that you can purchase, like shoes. I'm like, okay, where did this come from? So anyway, you could definitely find me at www.theangelwithin.com, but I'll be updating the website because I don't know what happened to the format. It just like got bogged. So
oh,
I don't
Lord
sell God. Shoes.
Wow.
So yeah. So as soon as I hang up, I'm going on Wix and fixing my site.
Okay. Wow. Oh. That's great fun. Oh boy. Okay. Well, Jessica, how about you? Where can people find you and Jaden?
We are on Facebook. You can find me under my profile, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. He's got his Facebook group. You can find us there. We're always happy to connect.
That's wonderful. All right. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also on the Sacred Embers website. We all are. I'll have to add Tony and Marianne, but it's sacredembershow.wixsite.com divineconnections.com/love. And you can also find Sacred Embers on Facebook and Divine Connections on Facebook and everything, just all those things. You can find us. It's not too hard to track us down. Wow, you guys, thank you. What an energetic show, and I'm so delighted, Mary, that you called in and joined us anytime. Anytime. It was delightful. It's a beautiful family that we've got, and I'm hoping as the year goes on, we can add more shows, you know, keep adding people. So, you know, if you do want to do a guest spot, if you do this sort of work and you want to come on and try your wings, please just get in touch with us. Like, one of our the reasons that we do this is to help others develop their abilities, and we all have them. It's just a matter of, you know, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. And that's the same with your spiritual abilities. Anyway, guys, I'm going to turn this over to Louis. I'm going to send all of you love, light, and great thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking. Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.